Anyway, hello and welcome to Steve's Expert System with a long name, which diagnoses PC problems. Says Walnoap for short. This book and tape will lead you through the wonderful land where Says Walnoap aids in everyday PC dilemmas. You may follow along in this book with the cassette, and when you hear this tone, turn the page. This paper is divided into four sections. 1. An introduction. 2. A brief tour of Says Walnoap. 3. A look at the insides of the Says Walnoap device. 4. A conclusion. At some point in the tape, the first side will draw to a close, at which time the announcer extraordinaire, that's me, will prompt you to flip over the tape before continuing with this book. Now we're ready to begin with Section 1. Introduction. Let's begin by briefly discussing what an expert system is, what they're good for, and why the Says Walnoap device is a great project for a first-time expert systems programmer. A simple definition is, expert systems can do what would normally require a human expert. Sounds simple, right? Actually, it is. Expert systems are pure examples of AI at its finest. With its built-in rules and knowledge, which emulate the training and skills of the human, its ability to learn new rules and procedures as it works, and its ability to explain what it is doing. The Says Walnoap device is a primitive expert system, by which I mean it provides all of these features in a simple manner. The way in which most expert systems proceed is by some set of inference rules or heuristics, which direct the system in its proper direction. With Says Walnoap, the heuristic is the user, him or herself, which directs the system towards its goal. I have found Says Walnoap to be a great learning experience, since it incorporates a neat data structure, a slick user interface, and a unique, I hope, approach to expert system operations. And now, a brief overview of what the Says Walnoap device does. This system, as does all expert systems, requires the knowledge in order to solve problems and present solutions. Says Walnoap does not hard code this knowledge, but rather it stores it dynamically on disk, so that different knowledge bases can be loaded for particular problems. Thus, specialized knowledge bases, which contain all defined problems, symptoms, causes, and solutions, can be loaded to solve individual problems. In this way, Says Walnoap is extremely flexible, and, with the proper knowledge, it can be extended to realms beyond simple PC diagnostics. Once the required data is loaded, Says Walnoap is ready to handle the user's queries and can provide detailed, insightful solutions to the problems it has learned. Section 2. A brief tour. At this point, to proceed productively, I assume that you are at a computer and are ready to load the Says Walnoap device. If not, I'll wait a moment or two. There, wasn't the music refreshing? Okay, here we are at DOS, ready to load the Says Walnoap device. If you are not yet ready, I recommend that you pause this tape until such time when the system has been booted and you're at the DOS prompt, ready to load the program. Okay, ready? Instead of typing the terribly frustrating name Says Walnoap, try and say that backwards 3 times. Simply load the program by typing expert. In a moment, the program will load, and then look for its default knowledge base. Again, I'll wait a moment for the knowledge to load. Geez, that Steve fellow sure writes good music as well as neat programs. Okay, now we're looking at the wonderfully designed Says Walnoap device main menu. Notice the slick-looking window shadow and neat cursor select bar? These are all original routines, laboriously tested by the system designer for optimal performance. At any rate, let's begin right by reading the Information About PC Expert. Move the cursor with the cursor keys to that line and select it by pressing enter. Zoom! Another window just popped up, and it's a different color, too. This disclaimer briefly discusses the merits of the Says Walnut Lab device and informs the user of how many more knowledge nodes it can remember. On line 386, it says 862. Press any key to close this window and return to the main menu. Well, now we're ready to explore the expert system itself. Move the cursor back up to the top, either by pressing the arrow keys or simply pressing either home or page up. We want to query the system, so select that menu item now. Okay, let's make up a few phony problems and see how good this Says Walnut Lab thing really is. Let's have two problems, one with a modem, and the other with a Windows 3.0. This will test both the hardware and the software aspects. Let's say that call waiting keeps interrupting modem transmissions, which is a pretty annoying problem, by the way. Also, let's pretend that Windows reports that it cannot load any more programs due to a lack of memory, even though we really have 4 megs, for example. Good. Now we have some sample problems to work with. Which do you want to try first? Well, if you picked modem, then you were right. If not, please don't be too upset. Our Windows will come very shortly. We know that the call waiting dilemma is a hardware problem, but does this Says Walnut Lab device? Let's see. Move the cursor to the not certain option, the bottom one, which can be reached via the cursor keys, the end key, or the page down key. Select this item, and we'll see another question window pop up. This thing is pretty clever after all. It wants to know if the problem happens all the time, or only with some programs. Actually, the modem program is the only one which uses the modem, so that means that the problem should be yes, no matter what I load, it happens. Why? This is because the modem itself is a hardware problem, and the call waiting will mess up the modem no matter what communications program we load. So let's pick that one. I assume you've got the hang of how to move the cursor thing around by now. Okay, it says the problem is probably hardware, and tells us to press escape to backtrack to the top level and select hardware to proceed. This is a subtle way of having the system perform the sometimes complicated backtracking process. Since the Says Walnut Lab device traverses its knowledge recursively, it's very easy for it to back up to any previous menu. Anyway, hit escape twice to return to the top, move the cursor to hardware, and select it by pressing enter. Now we see a whole list of stuff that can go wrong. Geez, it's a lot of knowledge. Oh, look at the last item, other peripherals, which says it contains modems. Good, let's go down to that one and select it. Now we see a more specific menu with 3 options of hardware stuff. We want the first one, COM port peripherals, of which a modem is a member. You may feel free to explore any of these other options later, but for now, let's stick to the demo. Select the first option, and we'll see yet another menu. Here, we can finally select modem by itself. Thus, all the previous windows were screening our problem from very general to the very specific, and we're already at the precise device which is acting up. Okay, select modem to proceed. Oh, goody. Look at the first option, which concerns call waiting. Wow, this is a well-informed system after all. Before we select our specific problem, read the other options as well. These also relate to specific modem problems, including the last one about the system designer's kid sister always messing up the transmissions by picking up the phone. Yes, hardware problems come in all shapes and sizes. Anyway, these can be read later. For now, let's select our call waiting problem. At this point, the Says Walnut Lab device presents us with a probable cause and recommended solution. This corresponds to a goal state in the best first search, which we have just performed, which you probably weren't even aware of. This solution presents some of the system designer's incredible insight and tremendous knowledge about the world of PCs. Take a moment to read the solution if you want, and then we'll be ready to tackle our other problem, Windows running out of memory. Ready? Okay. Press escape 5 times to take us back to the top level. Something like that. From here, we're going to want to try software first, since that's what we think our problem is. So, move the cursor down to software and select it. Okay. At this point, we see that Windows is covered by the Applications option, so let's move the cursor down to the third item and select that one. But, ladies and gentlemen, at this time I think it's about time that we flip the tape over, since it is only a half an hour tape, and we are approaching the 15-minute mark. I think this would be an ample time to flip over the tape. You like these effects? They make lots of noise. Anyway, flip over the tape, and then we'll be ready to proceed with part 2. Thank you very much. Device demo tape. We had just finished selecting software from the top level, and we are now on page 8. Okay, at this point we see that Windows is covered by the Applications option, so let's move the cursor down to the third item and select that one. Lo and behold, there's Windows 3.0 with its own option already. Wow, that best first search stuff works pretty quickly. Let's select that one and see how detailed the SesWallDevap device really is. Hey, do you see that bottom option of the Windows window? It says, I was just kidding. What is this SesWallDevap thing? A mind reader? How did it know that we really didn't have a problem and were just playing around? Or is the system designer just a little bit off the wall and likes to throw in strange stuff every once in a while? Maybe we'll never know. For now, let's select the second option, which is exactly what our pretend problem was. By no small coincidence, I can assure you. As we can now see, the SesWallDevap device presents us with another solution screen, which means that we have reached another goal state. When you are done reading the fabulous solution, feel free to press escape 4 times to return to the top level, and once again, to exit to the main menu. Wow, that was fun. We've just gone through 2 complete diagnostics, which the SesWallDevap device answered with absolute perfection. But what if the system somehow didn't know or simply ignored our problem? That's where the load and save options come in. With these options, specialized knowledge-based data can be loaded into the SesWallDevap device, changing it to perform spectacular feats of amazement with the new knowledge. However, at this time, no additional data files are available. Thus, if you select load, type in a bogus file name, the SesWallDevap device will feebly attempt to retrieve a non-existent file, and thus be crippled with a severe lack of knowledge. Just try and query the system after failing to load data to see what I mean. Okay, so now that we've seen the SesWallDevap device in action and are familiar with the AI techniques it uses to provide us with the knowledge we desire, how does it work? Oh, what a swell question. That leads us directly into Section 3, How It Works. The SesWallDevap device uses a neat data structure to store its knowledge, and its engine includes a recursive function to traverse its knowledge base in search of facts. This traversal is guided by the user. Since only the user knows what is going wrong, and it's the system's job to provide answers. This approach to an expert system may be slightly unorthodox, or it might hit the target right on the nose. I don't really know, since I've never used an expert system until this one. Here's what the SESWALNAVAP device uses as its chief data structure. And you see all that junk there. We can see that this structure, while being moderately large, can store a lot of data, and is extremely flexible. The system allows up to 3 lines to pose a question or state a probable cause, and up to 5 choices for problems to explore, or 5 additional lines with which to explain a solution. The SESWALNAVAP device treats this structure with extreme flexibility, as you can see if you read the source code, included free of charge for you, my valued customer, and in some cases, my professor. Hi. The engine which drives the system follows this general algorithm. 1. Begin with the top of the tree, which is called top level. Assign current to that node. Case current of fact. Display the information and then kick back to the previous node. Or question. Display the question, present available options, and allow the user to select one of them. Then assign current to that subnode and recurse with the next level of the tree. This is obviously an overgeneralization of how the SESWALNAVAP device handles its data, but you can see from this example that the engine is fairly simple and relies on the user to direct its best first search down the proper paths. The system also allows the user to edit any node in the tree by pressing Shift-Tab. This brings up a neat editing routine, which uses an original line editor with many exciting features, like word jump from one word to the next, delete word, which deletes the current word only, delete end of line, which deletes to the end of line, insert and overwrite toggle via the insert key, and other cursor-moving options like home, end, and the left and right arrow keys. What does this have to do with an expert system? Well, it makes it a heck of a lot easier to edit and change information, to correct typos, add or delete subtrees, etc. And when the interface is nice to work with, then maybe people will want to use it more frequently. Section 4. Conclusion. Are you getting sick of that delay stuff yet? Anyway, we've seen the SESWALNAVAP device operate, and have also looked at how it does its wonderful diagnostic work. At this time, I'll entertain any questions you may have. I'm waiting. Anyone have any questions? Well, I don't hear anyone. So with that, I'd like to say thank you. So I think I will. Thank you. Technical jump. Steve's expert system with the wrong name, which diagnoses PC problems, was written in Turbo Pascal on a 386 33 MHz system with 4 megs of expanded memory. Get rid of that. It was tested on 3 other computer systems with different CPU processors and memory, and worked flawlessly, albeit much slower than on the development machine. The demo tape was performed by the system designer with his own musical background, and was recorded on a crude tape deck with limited mixing and overdubbing capabilities, since his 4-track multi-recorder is in the shop. The software and all this other stuff is probably copyright 91 by R Shadow Softworks, but you can play with it as you see fit. Special thanks to nobody, since I did all this stuff myself. That's all, folks. Thank you.
have in formal organizations a tendency for people to follow procedures regardless of the outcome, what we call ritualism. So they will be doing the same thing because they've been told to do it, even when it's inappropriate to do. You also have in formal organizations a tendency for people to follow procedures regardless of the outcome, what we call ritualism.
Collision in brands, we parted at the playground. You stuck around to learn your life as a target life. With silly smiling calisthenics, you white hope of the sick land white future, pushing high into the past. Carrying your flags in an alcoholic trance, caught up in celebrity gossip. And I wanna marry a tube disaster. Yeah, you what started punk or dope, or other monosyllables of contempt upon contempt, with that dirty white shitty grin just keeps eating more shit again and again. Oh, force your taut golden muscles. Fuck Bleach, fuck TV, fuck you, fuck. You're so caught up in what you're given, and so passively you float on historical currents that bruise fuck TV, bruise us all. But you don't want to move, and in not doing so have fallen into what? Fuck beat of the week, TV rape scene you live. Save our city! Save our city! Save our city! Flesh, save our blind fists, blattering blind, chattering heads. Save our gibberish religion led. Save our love of being frightened into being led. Save our envy of the dead for their release from history. Save our heads. Save our heads. Save our heads. Save our heads.
Follow procedures regardless of the outcome, what we call ritualism. So they will be doing the same thing because they've been told to do it, even when it's inappropriate to do. You also have in formal organizations a tendency for people to follow procedures regardless of the outcome, what we call ritualism. So they will be doing the same thing because they've been told to do it, even when it's inappropriate to do. You also have in formal organizations a tendency for people to follow procedures regardless of the outcome, what we call ritualism. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. これで第1号あります。約10分。